Yo, what up? This is Generic from Animal Farm. Whenever I'm cruising online, I check out my peoples over at nappyafro.com. Make sure you do the same.
Listen, Beezy has no shame, dog. You don't understand that. Like, the dude has no shame. He got arrested at his job. You know what I'm saying? Like, he got walked out. Like, you know, he got fired from the same job 3 times. The man has no shame. Like, come on, man.
Shit.
Yes.
It's in his bio.
It's in his bio. Like, that's the real fucking truth. Like, the nigga got fired 3 times, dog. Like,
damn. That motherfucker be riding dirty for real.
Yes, man.
Always riding dirty. What is this, 121?
I guess. Sound right.
NappyAfro.com.
You are now tuned into the dopest podcast for the dopest website, period. This is the Frocast, episode 121. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. Risenberg, sitting in with my partner for the evening, GQ Blue, and King Germ. Germ, say what's up to the people, bro.
What's going on, man? It's King Germ, a.k.a. the streets say I can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home.
Uh-oh.
In the building.
I already got... I had to let y'all know that GQ was on here as well, because I know he's going to celebrate. Give us all the AKAs, man. Go ahead, GQ. Say what's up to the people, bro.
What's going on, everybody? Akron Zone. You got to say Akron Zone, GQ.
I was trying not to play it up. I know.
You just got to say Akron Zone. You got to say Akron Zone.
Do I got to do it?
You have to. Before he gets started, you got to bring him out right, Saul, right?
Akron Zone, GQ Blue.
What's going on, everybody? It's your boy, GQ Blue, a.k.a. Fergamo Guevara, a.k.a. Mr. Rubber City, a.k.a. Mr. 330, a.k.a. East Market Street, a.k.a. North Akron, a.k.a. Mr. Go Mob, a.k.a. Big Brother Agent Deliverance. What's up, everybody?
Jesus Christ. I'm typing up my letter right now, Comic Sans, 12 point to get GQ.
Can I say something to East Market Street? That's my street from where I am back home. I was feeling that. When you said that, I was just like, whoa, East Market Street, how did he know? But yeah, go ahead.
We give you the floor, man. I mean, this is your time to shine.
Yeah, I mean, since we ain't gonna get an article about it, I mean, let's just go ahead and write into it, man.
Wow.
I mean, you know, it was promised. I mean, I've been waiting for it. Because I feel like this, as somebody that, you know, me and GQ is team young nigga. Us being young niggas that we are, you know, we grew up, you know, LeBron been in the league 10 years. We was jits when LeBron, you know what I'm saying, started playing. So I thought GQ Blue was gonna give me some motherfucking... great, but maybe he's going to give it to me live. So here we go. GQ Blue, we set the stage up for you. Here you go.
Wow.
Well, it's still in the working. I've been working on it. The reason I wasn't here last week, appreciate Saul Wright and King Jerry hold it down. I was actually in Akron meet with LeBron. We had a private meeting, man. We went to churches, went to friendlies, went to other few spots, went to the University of Akron. We talked about it, man. He said he missed home. He's back home. And he's back in the Cavs jersey, man.
Did you get your jersey out the ashtray or?
Never burned it. Never burned mine. Like I said on Facebook, I never burned a jersey. I did tear down my LeBron poster. I'm not gonna be a hypocrite. That's why I was not celebrating. If you would have had a live camera on me all Friday, I just watched. Man, I just watched it, took in and looked at everything. Because I wasn't gonna be a hypocrite. I wasn't about to be like, oh man, I can't believe it. I mean, I was salty when he left. I could say it. I could, you know. GQ Blue is not a hypocrite, so, you know, but it's not lost to me that we have the best player in the game right now on our squad. So, I really don't like the Mike Miller and James Jones signings. But, I mean, hey, the team's looking kind of nice right now. We'll see. I'm still up on the fence on whether I want to see Kevin Love for Wiggins. I don't know, because I really feel like Wiggins could be a face of a franchise in the future, even though I know right now Kevin Love is the future. 26-12 is hard to deny right now. So it's interesting right now. It's just an interesting time to be a Cavs fan, to be a true Cavs fan who never left. As a Cavs fan who was a Cavs fan, we had Fat Sean Kemp. Yeah, like this shit never stopped, man. You know, that's my first memories of being a Cavaliers fan. Like, oh, man, we're going to get Sean Kemp. And goddamn, that's Sean Kemp. That's how my life starts as a basketball fan, man. So.
I mean, I'd like to hate y'all just because on the strength, because the fans, most of the fans are horrible. Dan is still an asshole. But y'all line up, dude, the roster, like, what the fuck? I don't think anybody's come back this strong, except maybe Shawn Michaels. Y'all got Kyrie Irving, Wiggins, LeBron, Bennett, Verjao,
Deion Waiters. Bennett came in healthy this year. He came in, you know, with a good playing weight. He wasn't overweight. He's looking good in the summer league.
There's a chance of staph infection. Tristan Thomas, Mike Miller, James Jones, allegedly Ray Allen. Like, damn. LeBron has already won the East with less talent on the Cavs. So right now, y'all, hey, squad's looking good. Notice I'm saying y'all. You see that?
So it's all right. You're not a Cavs fan.
I can't go back, man.
Why? What you mean? Listen, man. Listen, you have already stated on record that you are a LeBron fan.
So I am still a LeBron fan.
So, all right, so go back, be a Cavs fan. You don't have to be a Heat fan. Listen, no, I don't.
I hate shitty ownership, and I hate shitty fans.
But you're a Rams fan.
Whoa, wait. What you trying to say?
Don't y'all have shitty ownership with the Rams? That's on the map.
No, ownership ain't shitty. Oh, Rams ownership is straight. Rams fans are great.
I thought they were the big wheels.
No, that's why I'm not a Cardinals fan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that's Georgia. What about Georgia Frontier? Wasn't she was with some shit or something, wasn't she?
Nah, she was all right. She's out the box now though. So they good. I
take that back, St. Louis. I take that back.
Yeah, man.
Send your hate mail to GQ. he's the one that said your barbecue sucks. And whoa,
hey.
GQ Blue said that. GQ Blue is having a Facebook message session. I'm sorry, GQ Blue, I have to tell the people about this. And he just said he got through, he had to do a rally in St. Louis, and he said that rice all right we talk about, he said he had better rice at his high school cafeteria.
Wait till I send this motherfucker tape out, boy. Your bid for office is over.
He's not running St. Louis.
No, it don't matter. Exactly. It don't matter. The tape I got, he can't run for shit. That motherfucker can run down the street.
But in all seriousness, I never shitted on St. Louis barbecue or rice. But I will shit on North Carolina barbecue.
Can't do vinegar. I forgot you don't have the refined taste for barbecue yet. You're still on the lower levels. Shit. You're still on the lower levels. You haven't got up to the upper echelon of barbecue to understand the premium flavor that is that North Carolina style. The real Lexington style barbecue. Not Lexington, Kentucky, but Lexington, North Carolina, sir.
Fat boys break up. These niggas beefing for the first time. It only took 121 episodes for these niggas to beef. I'm in the clear, baby. Damn.
Oh, that's all right. Look, we're going to throw you in the bus in about 5 minutes.
I know. Right. I just had to have
Hey, just have your bus pass out, your train and all that, buddy.
we got the yellow spray paint ready for you.
Hilarious, nigga. Yeah, man. I can't roll with the Cavs this year. I'm still going to root for LeBron. Y'all got a great looking team. I'm staying with Miami, man. I
don't agree with this. All right. So GQ Blue, man, let me ask you a question, man. You growing up in Akron, being a kid, you probably was about 13 when LeBron hit the scene, you know what I'm saying? Being from the hometown, how was that him playing for the home team? How was that feeling? Like you growing up, like you 23, you like, oh, I've been watching Brian play, what you about, 23, 24? You've been watching Brian play for last 14 years. You think of high school and all that. You know what I'm saying? So that right there, I mean, it's got to be a good feeling to see the hometown kid come back home, and I put home in quotation marks because Cleveland is not Akron, you know, but still same area. You know, I how was that feeling? That's what we want to know.
I mean, it's an amazing feeling. And like Jerm said, I am from Akron, Mr. 330. I'm not Mr. 216. They're about 40 miles apart. But just Northeast Ohio, man, you know, that region. It's an amazing thing to see, you know, like you said, the hometown kid come home. Watching LeBron play is crazy. Really, really a man among boys. So to see him come back, it's really a good look. Not denying the fact that, you know, LeBron drives the economy. They said that downtown Cleveland lost over like $20 million, you know, just for the fact that, you know, when you have a Cavs game and it's LeBron out there, people want to go downtown. Even if they gotta go see the game, they want to go eat. They want to go. They want to go to the club. They want to go party. They want to go to the casino. Like all that shit matters, man. So for that area, I it's a good look.
It says it's like a half a billion dollars. The city is looking to make $500 million now that LeBron has came back, and And this is my thing. Miami Heat fans, do not be mad at LeBron. If he would have went to any other team, you could have been upset. But him going back to Cleveland, can't be mad about him going to Cleveland. That's, you know, and it's just like, that's where he's from. That's where he came from. And, you know, like you said, his essay was probably the most well-written reason, whatever you want to call it. You can't be mad at him. Everything he said in that was legit, you know. And so I'm with LeBron on that.
Yeah, I saw a few classless Heat fans defacing murals, and even they were trying to burn some jerseys. Y'all just need to sit the fuck down, man.
Yeah, man, calm down. He gave y'all two titles. Y'all played in the championship game for 4 years that he was there. Like, come on, man. Y'all an expansion team. Don't ever forget that. Y'all history started in like 87, 88, whatever. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's just, come on, Heat fans. Have some class, man. LeBron did, you know. It's okay. That's okay. He went home.
And not only that, Pat got us back where we need to be.
Yes.
He made some moves. I mean, that's a good job retooling, man. We got Dang. We overpaid for Bosch, but we were going
to
overpay.
Listen to Sorry speaking all this French. Oui, oui. You are a Cavs fan.
I would not be associated with the fans that burned the jersey of a dude that decided to go make more money in the championship.
He didn't make more money. He just won the championship.
He did make more money when he left Cleveland.
You think so? He's only getting paid like $9 million. What you mean?
He went to Miami and was making, when he left that last contract, was like at 20. He was making 20 in Miami that last year.
I thought they all took a pay cut to play together.
They took less than max to play together.
But he was getting max in Cleveland, though.
He was getting max for the first half of his contract, which was like, what, 15, 16? He's making 20 in Miami.
LeBron, okay, but he was on the second. Okay, the first deal, you know, he had the rookie cap. So then he was on the second deal, which, I mean, it was a max deal, but I don't know. I mean,
he was at like 14 and a half. Oh, so when he left there and went to Miami, they started at like 17. That last year was at 20. Him and Bosch was at 20. So he took a little change. You know, I ain't mad at the dude. I ain't mad at him. You know, good job. Going back to the crib. But Mario Chalmers, I need you to sit the fuck down.
They re-signed him.
I know. Rio. But talking shit about LeBron.
Hey, man, listen. Of course, man. Listen. Hey, man, I don't know. He's bitter. He's another guy. Him and Shabazz Napier, they win the Petty Awards. The Richard Petty Award of the week for me.
Is that really the biggest diss, though, now that we got in 2014, is that I'm going to unfollow you on Twitter?
I'm going to unfollow you. That was so light-skinned, you Shabazz Napier. So light-skinned. I mean, that was like the most light-skinned shit you could do. And like, come on, man. Like, really? I'm going to follow you and delete all. Right? That's gay. Like, you think LeBron give a fuck? LeBron got two rings and he got way more money than you. Like, you're not even guaranteed you're going to be in the league in 2 years, my nigga. Oh. Like, let's be real, Shabazz. You know what I'm saying? Like, you one motherfucking knee. You know what I'm saying? You one knee sprain away from being homeless. Stop it.
You're going to be, he's what, third on the roster now for point guard?
You know what I'm saying? Like, do you understand? You got to beat Coles out. You got to beat Chalmers out. Like, you got a little string of people to beat out.
And then you had a shitty summer league game. He's like 4-15 or some shit.
I'm sure LeBron unfollowed you too, nigga. He like, oh, he seen your game. It was like, you know what? Nah, man.
And I was hyping this. LeBron didn't unfollow him. One of his people that runs his account unfollowed him.
Yeah.
That's probably how they work. You know, LeBron don't know what Twitter is. I'm sure he got handlers for all that shit.
Well, LeBron does have that Galaxy app that tracks his whole life. You know what I'm saying? Who? LeBron tweets. He tweets. He tweeted that picture of him at the World Cup for the championship game, which, by the way, Germany won. People, if you care to know.
Yeah, I mean, Germany give us won. Our final wrap-up, man.
Oh, yeah. Germany beat Argentina in the final 1-0 in extra time. It was a great fucking game. Germany's the machine. They won the tournament. Their fourth title overall, first since 1990. AQ. And you know, it was a great tournament. And, you know, people, soccer has arrived. So next 4 years, Sol Wright is going to have on his soccer jersey, cheering for some African nation, I'm pretty sure. And that's just how it is.
Slander, man. Already epic.
Yes.
I mean, that's good shit, man. You got anything else to say about the NBA movement? You know, your boy Powers in Chicago.
Hey, man. Oh, Carmelo's a fuckboy because wow. he should have came to Chicago, man. So fuck you, Carmelo. Whoa.
To come to Chicago, he would have taken 50,000 less. 50 million. 50 million less.
But listen, you already make that. Like, listen, Carmelo, you. I don't understand these young niggas, man. I mean, how much money do you fucking need in life? Like, that's what I want. 50
more million. That's how the fuck much I
need. 50 more million. But look, though, you ain't spent all the million you made. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm like. I don't understand these niggas, man. Then your wife make a lot of money. Like, do you want a ring or not? You're not going to get a ring in New York.
Did Lala get a lot of money for that thing like a man, too?
I mean, but she's a what they call them people. She's a socialite. I mean, she hangs with Kim Kardashian and
she get paid.
I don't know what. Lala got books and shit. Like she write books and bestsellers and shit like that. Come on, man. I don't know where Lala gets her money from, but she does something. She got a TV show.
Maybe Kevin Garnett.
Ooh, shit.
She does taste like Cheerios.
Oh shit. Now wait a minute. So you're saying that if Mello would have went to Chicago, yes. He's gonna win a ring in Chicago.
He would have had a better chance at a ring than in New York because he was going to a team that was ready-made. The defense was already there. They just need scoring, you know, a reliable scorer. You know what I'm saying? You notice I said reliable. And and Melo was the person. Like, Melo don't play defense. We don't need him to play defense. Mike Dunleavy doesn't play defense, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, he's surviving out there. So all we need is – go ahead.
Now, I'll ask you a question, Jerem. So as the Bulls fan on the podcast – Are you excited or nervous that Derrick Rose is going to play this summer?
I am one of those people that's fed up with Derrick Rose. I'm not a Derrick Rose fan, you know, at all. Like, that's one hometown kid that I wish would go to Miami. You know what I'm saying? Go somewhere else. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't like Derrick Rose because, one, you know, I mean, we made the playoffs without him. You know what I'm saying? And, I mean, I understand you get hurt. And all that, but I don't think we can win with Derrick Rose as our main star. Like he needs some help, but we can't just ride him because he's too small. Like you can't ride. He's like 6'2", 6'3". He's not gonna, you know, under 200 pounds. You know how I feel about people under 200 pounds. You know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, it's just like I don't think he can carry us to the promised land by himself. And so he needed a Carmelo. He needs a big three. You know what I'm saying? So right now, I think that's Joakim Noah's team, man. Yeah, I think that's Joakim Noah's team. Like, we feed off of him, not Derrick Rose. Derrick Rose, go sit over there, eat your gummy worms, your Sour Patch Kids. You know what I'm saying? All the candy that you want to eat, nigga. Let the big boys play ball, man.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's a wrap then. Shit.
And look, even on 2K, on my player mode, like, my dude got traded to Chicago, and he's a point guard. I'm trying to get Derrick Rose the fuck up out of town, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, and the owner will not trade him. The owner was like, "Nah, we can't." I'm just like, "Come on, man."
You ain't turning him or me. Bad trades.
It's my player. You know, you can't really have.
Oh, that's right. You just got to sit there and watch. You got a deal. Yeah. That's some bullshit, man. That's usually how we analyze sports here. In case y'all didn't know, it's completely based on the games. So we're talking about football. We're talking about Madden ratings. We talking about basketball or baseball is 2K rate, just so y'all know that.
Or we talk about fucking. We talk about all Madden, pro, rookie, and shit like that.
Absolutely on all Madden. Yeah. A lot of you motherfuckers is listening to Tony Gaskins and playing all Madden.
That's going to be the new shirt. It needs to be the new shirt. All Madden.
Is that another new shirt?
We got like 49 in the queue right now. So
I think we need to pull the trigger on them. I mean, the more shirts we have, the more shirts we'll sell. If we have 200 different varieties of shirts, hey, we sell 50 shirts. I mean, hey, you know, Be Easy's a minimalist. That's why Be Easy, he's a minimalist. He only wants us to sell 3 shirts. You know, motherfucker might want a shirt that says, you know, I eat ass. You know, shout out to Kevin Gates. You know what I'm saying? Whoa. I don't know.
That nigga, I saw that video you talked about too.
I eat the booty. Nigga, real nigga eat booty. And I'm like, whoa, where'd this come from?
Why is he that passionate about it?
Exactly. Like, you know, I guess that's a new thing for 2014. I'm not with it. All the girls on Twitter talking about getting their ass ate. Niggas got to eat the ass. And niggas are seeing Nicki Minaj performing the BET Awards. Talking about somebody eat the ass. And I don't understand why ass eating is such analingus, whatever they call it, is the rave now. I'm not with it.
Show is taking a dark turn.
Literally.
It's not the dichotomy of my existence, eating ass. I'm sorry.
I hope not, sir. Hope not. Let's try.
But it is Kevin Gates.
Let's try to get this shit back on track, man.
Well, to be fair to Kevin Gates, he didn't say ass, he said booty.
Booty. He eat the booty.
That booty.
That B-O-O-T-E-H, booty?
Booty.
You're from New Orleans, so you know. Yeah.
We actually had some hip-hop news that happened.
What happened?
Was, hey, allegedly there was a battle. They're still battling. It was on pay-per-view, too?
Allegedly.
Now, we got our reporter in the street, you know, the man that knows everything that happens. Jerm was telling me about it. Jerm, you want to get these people a breakdown of what the fuck happened?
Oh, yeah, man. I was actually there, man. It was a Hammerstein Ballroom in New York, man. It was fucking the main headline was Joe Buttons versus Hollow the Don. If y'all don't know, Hollow the Don is real heavy in the rap battle streets. He's so heavy, he don't even release regular songs. All he does is rap battle. Like, he doesn't do mixtapes. He don't drop albums. He just battle raps. That's it. You know what I'm saying? So Hollow the Don was going up against Joe Budden, and these two have been going at it. You know what I'm saying? In the interviews and talking shit, you know, selling Wolf tickets. So, you know, we wasn't really expecting a great battle. And the whole premise to the whole event was called Total Slaughter. Let me get it right. Because B-Eazy was, I seen him back there in the window now telling me, like, yo, say the name of the show. Mm. It was called Total Slaughter. And they had like a little reality show with eight battle MCs in it. And, you know, they battled down to the final two that kind of co-headlined this event. The headline was actually was Hollow the Don versus Joe Budden, Loaded Lux versus Murder Mook in a rematch from the epic classic battle they had like a decade ago. Then they had the winners of the two winners of the house, which was Daylight versus T-Rex. And then they had, I guess, the runner up was Arsenal versus fucking Big T. But basically, you know, freestyle battle, pay-per-view. Sway was hosting. You had Ebro and Royce da 5'9" comment. You had the judges. And, you know, it was basically like putting battle rap on the main stage. You know what I'm saying? So, and you know, I'm going to be honest. I like this shit. A lot of niggas upset because they don't like battle rap now because there's no beats. And, you know, they don't like the acapella freestyle shit. But, you know, I can't hear it over the beats. I can over the acapella. You know, niggas don't like it because of all the gun talk, but, you know, these niggas rappers, who cares? You know what I'm saying? Like, let's be honest. Like, niggas know they don't have a gun as big as a Shaq's foot and all that crazy shit they be saying. It's witty. You know what I'm saying? Give props because of shit witty. But getting back to the show, Joe Budden's really lost the Hollow the Don. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
And it seemed like Joe was getting to him, but it seemed like, you know, the crowd, you know how the crowd is, you know. Joe Budden was the underdog and coming out of this, and crowd started booing, and Joe kind of just like quit rapping, and you know, so he kind of quit, so he lost, and they gave it to him 2-1. They said Hollow beat him in 3 rounds, so Hollow beat Joe. Loaded Lux got washed by Murder Mook, you know, 2-1. I'd heard 3-0, it depends. Daylight and T-Rex got him. Daylight came out dressed as Spawn, which was very cartoonish as fuck. And if you don't know who Daylight is, he's the guy with the tattoo on his face. Oh shit, I don't know if somebody's about to hit me. Yeah, I'm sitting in the car, people. And he came out dressed in a full Spine costume. I mean, full Spine costume. I think he lost. And then you had Arsenal the Rebel versus Big T. Arsenal, he really killed Big T, even when it is Joe Budden, too.
So, the end result with the people that won, now what's next?
They want to go against other rappers. Like they really want to be like N1 versus NBA niggas. They want to see the battle rappers versus the real rappers. So Eminem says he might battle Hollow the Don next, which that'll be interesting to see Eminem. I mean, will it be a hungry Eminem? Like, which Eminem are we going to get? And you know what I'm saying? Or, you know, like, who was that he got called out? Arsenal called out, what's his name from Philly? What's your boy name? What's his name?
Meek Mill?
No, the other nigga, the battle rapper. Bars. What's his name? Bars.
Cassidy.
Yes, he called out Cassidy. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, maybe we can get more of these going on, popping off, getting the niggas in the majors going against the niggas in the underground. And, you know, I like it. I wanted to see this, you know.
It definitely sounds good for the culture, man. I ain't got no problem with that shit. Yeah. I don't know about pay-per-view, though.
Let me listen, man. You can have it pay-per-view, but, you know, I watched it. I don't pay for shit. You know what I'm saying? There's a way that, I don't.
Allegedly.
No, fuck allegedly. No, I watched it. And look, the stream I was watching, it was somebody that bought it and they was recording it on their TV. Like, you could hear them in the background talking. I was like, I don't give a shit. I'm still seeing it. You know what I'm saying? Like, so,
damn. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, I ain't mad at that shit. I think we talked about this on one of the other Frocasts where we were saying that this is the show that should be picked up is, you know, rappers living in the house and making this shit happen.
Yes.
So I'm mad that I missed most of the shit. Like, I was unaware. I feel like I'm really lost with the rap game right now. Like,
so all right. When you be on Twitter, I know you be lifting weights. You a beefcake ass nigga now. You a muscle matter. Wow. You know, protein shake. You know what I'm saying? All that, you know, muscle milk. And yeah. You know, I understand. You know what I'm saying? But when you on Twitter, you see all this shit. Are you oblivious to all this shit that be going on?
I really try. Because usually when I'm on the computer, I'm at work. Okay. So in between needing to help somebody do some bullshit, I'm in here trying to catch up to the streets. I come back to Twitter and I got like 160 new tweets that I got to catch up on. And I just forget to go back and check shit. Like the Daquan shit, I completely missed that shit.
Mm.
I completely missed it. Like today when the dude wrote that long ass piece about it, I was really catching up now to some shit that was over. I was like, all right, now I can really feel what this shit is about. And I read it, I'm like, oh, it's done already. I didn't understand it. So when they were tweeting about this slaughterhouse shit happening, I was like, all right, let me figure out what the fuck's going on. I just fucking missed it. And then I was looking at the reviews for this year, and I'm looking at the releases and the reviews, like the review I called. I forget which one I called, actually, and then ended up releasing that shit. I haven't been moved by any rap albums this year. I think I'm getting too old for it, man.
No, I was like that last year. Like, I kept listening to the same rap. Like, I was just like, now I don't listen to nothing new. And then, I don't know, I broke out of it. It'd be like that sometime, man.
Yeah, I might be getting phased out.
No, it's not. It's just like running this website. It takes the love of music away from you because it's like a chore. Like when we listen to music, being a critic, you know, I'm not complaining to people about this lavish lifestyle that I get to live from, you know, running that Fiafra. I'm not complaining to people. You know?
Those 10-figure checks and all that.
Yeah, I can't complain. You know, I'm not complaining to people. But it's like it takes the joy of listening. Like, I can't enjoy an album like Joe Schmo over there. Like, he listens to the album, he loving it. Me, I'm sitting there, you know, it's just different. And so, I don't know.
I agree with you. I definitely listen to shit different now.
Yeah, it's like you listen to it differently. It ain't like I used to. Like, I can't memorize the album like I used to because why? It's another album I got to listen to. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it still feels like a chore.
I mean, for real people, it's the reason why we the only ones doing this track by track shit, man.
Yeah. I see other people doing it now. Like, I see other people doing it now, but we've been doing it for a while. Like,
just jump.
For a while. When niggas was telling us, like, yo, that shit whack. Why y'all doing track by track? I'm just like, because nobody else is. And now I see a lot of niggas, you know, like for instance, that Big Ghostface dude. He does track by track reviews. And we was doing them before Big Ghostface came around. But, you know, hey, I'm not going to say he copied my style, but I think I was the first nigga to shit on a nigga track by track album. And then, wow. Hey, I'm just saying.
Hey, they don't know what we go through when we try and do a review and it's not track by track.
Yeah.
Like, Be Easy actually had my mom hostage. It was an album. I was like, yo, we could really just do a fast forward for this shit. He's like, oh, yeah? The next call I got, he was at my house with the gun to my mom's neck, yo. And he's like, I really need you to do that track by track.
Yep. So I already got a text message.
It just wasn't right, man. So that's what we got to do around here. Who would you like to see battle some street niggas other than Eminem, maybe Cam? Who do you think right now could do it?
I would, let's see, battle rap. I'm going to go for the top, man. I want to see your boy, since he's been quiet, man. I want to see your boy King Kendrick. I want to see your Kendrick rap against some street niggas. I want to see, like, my personal favorite street nigga, I like Arsenal and Calico. They're my favorite, too. And, you know, everybody get Calico grief about that Loaded Lux battle. But if you actually listen to it, Calico was spitting. And if they wasn't a hometown crowd and you get past that you going to get this work shit, I really think Calico might have got Lux. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he did all the theatrics and shit. That's what everybody give him credit for. But just spitting, Calico was right there with him. So give me either Calico or Arsenal versus Kendrick and let me see another rap nigga. Jay-Z, man. I want to see Jay-Z get murdered, man. Not on track. Not in real life. I'm not a hater like that.
But Easy always had the button on you, bro.
You're about to be at your folks' house with the gun in the neck.
Yeah, so I want to see what Hov got, like, since he doesn't write anything down, so that technically make that a freestyle, everything he does a freestyle. Yeah, I mean, if that's what he's saying, right, he doesn't write anything down, right?
He says, yeah, he keeps mental notes. He writes it down.
Yeah,
he keeps
mental notes. Like, he sit there, you know, like, so basically.
He goes through his verses as he builds.
Yeah, so he builds.
He'll say a verse, and then he keeps saying it, and he'll add another verse and keep saying it. That's a little different. But then again, when you look at them niggas that go on Sway's show and they do their quote-unquote freestyles, they be flat-out reading that shit.
Oh, yeah. Most niggas not freestyle no more. Because you notice when these niggas in these rap battles, they stop at a spot, they can pick up from that spot and go with some shit. You know, like, then, like, don't have a nigga on stage with you that know your line. Like, them niggas that say that shit, you be like, oh, hold up.
Yeah. You cheating. What do you think about, I'm interested to see what you think about the females that do these rap battles. Because, you know, they come more broad to the dudes sometimes.
You know me, man. Now, the females, I don't like hearing the gun talk from the girls, man. I'm sorry. That's one thing I just can't, you know. And then it's just, like, the tough talking from the girls, man. I don't know, man. I don't like the girls tough talking. How about that? But I listen to them. I listen to anybody battle rap, except for white people.
What's wrong with white people battle rapping, dog?
Because it just seems like they don't, like, the ones that respect it, I can listen to, but the ones that be, like, comical with it, like, nah, man, I'm not. Like, that one guy the little Jewish guy, what's his name? The one that be, he got, like, the story. Big... I mean, you know the battle rapper. He got, like, a mustache, and he be just saying, like, the joke. He from, like, California or something. I don't know where he's from, but... You know the one. He looks like fucking Borat, but he raps. But anyway.
Oh, okay.
You know who I'm talking
about. I know you're talking about. I can't think of the name because, you know, I'm not good at that shit. But yeah, I know you're talking about.
Yeah, man. I strike that statement, man. I'm going to take that, man. We got white fans that listen to the show, man.
I mean, Richard Petty might be down with some white rappers. I mean, you know, with his family. Maybe not Richard Petty himself.
Man, you know, we got about a good 175,000 fans and listeners in Switzerland, man. So we got to respect the white fans out there.
Oh, yeah. You're right. My bad. Sweden. We got fans in Sweden.
We international, dog. Everywhere, man. Everywhere.
Shout out to Croatia. No, we're number one on the Croatian podcast charts, I heard. I saw the numbers. Yeah, easy passed them to me.
We're number one on the Croatian rap podcast charts. We're number one. We're also number one in Tanzania for, no, that's not Tanzania. How do you say that? Hold on, let me get back to you. God damn it, it's all right. Just tell me. You got the same email I got, it's all right. Shit.
This is the beef episode.
Everybody.
Bad, man. 121 is going bad, man. We did have one story we wanted to talk about. This is really the only reason we're giving you a show tonight. There was an article that was on Huffington Post. Shout out to Huffington Post for putting up the most bullshit ever. I really don't know how to preface this because I don't think I guess just read it.
Yes, man. Yes.
The headline is,
okay, yeah.
My son wears dresses and that's okay with me. that's the only way I can say it. There's this whole... non-conforming to gender neutrality, whatever the fuck other words they use for it. Well, basically, it's grown, well, not grown, but yeah, grown-ass men and grown-ass women are letting their kids, their boys, wear dresses. They got camps and shit for this. And I just wanted to know from the fellas, I'm saying, like, if you look at the link, when we're going to put this in a post, it's dudes, little boys wearing ballerina dresses and shit, and holding hands with, like, their sisters, and sundresses, and jellies. Niggas got on jellies, man. Jern, I gotta go to you first, because you're the only one on the show that's got kids. If Prince Jern came to you, you know, when he was a really young jit, and said, yo, I want to wear Princess Jern's dress, what would you say?
I would let him know, like, first I asked, like, why you want to wear a dress? You know, I would inquire as to why he would want to wear a dress. And then once I inquired why he wanted to wear the dress, I would explain to him that boys don't wear dresses. And he'll say, why? I'm like, because boys don't. You know, dresses are for girls, and that's what I would say. And, you know, I know that may not sound right. That might not be PC, but nah. Like, we don't wear – I ain't from Scotland or wherever where the kilts are worn. I ain't from Africa either, so, you know, and them ain't dresses, them like fucking, you know, muumuus or whatever them African niggas be wearing. And, but yeah, I don't do the dresses. I mean, men in dresses, that's not something I'm keen to. I'm sorry. I can't co-sign it. I would never co-sign it. And this parent, like, I just don't understand these new age parents. Like, he even let the son con him into wearing a dress one day when they walked around the neighborhood.
Yeah, I saw that picture. I mean, and they're saying it's like you don't want to stunt the kid's growth. You don't want to.
What are you stunting his growth at? Growth of what?
Expression. Their expression of who they are and feeling comfortable.
But see, that's what I'm saying. Maybe my parents were just old school, and I had to suppress a lot of my expressions when I was a kid. Like, if I let my daughter decide what she wanted to fucking wear to school, she'd wear some fucking rainbows. I mean, you can't let these kids just like. I mean, as a kid a certain age, like. 10, 8, 9, 9 and under, you can't decide what you want to wear. Like, fuck that. No, you know, no. I put some clothes out, like, every night, man. My wife, she go and take my daughter clothes out for the next day. You know what I'm saying? Except for summertime. You know, summertime, you can wear whatever the fuck you want to wear. You know what I'm saying? You know, you don't wear any school clothes. School clothes say hung up, but, you know, nah, you're not I'm sorry, man. I can't let my son, nah. I'm not, it's not because I'm scared he might be gay if I let him wear a dress when he's a kid. It's just that, I think that, let's just be honest, it'll look funny. Like, if I had a little kids party and, you know, Saul Wright is the progressive, you know, the boho, you know, liberal, tree-hugging liberal that he is, you know what I'm saying? You know, and, you know, he brings his kid to the party and he's like, yo, it's like kind of no rules in my house. We let him decide, you know, we let him, you know, free range at the house. You know, he's a
my
free
kid's
thinker.
Wearing crochet pants.
Yeah. He's homeschooled.
He got the Lefty Circus pants on.
Yeah. Look, he homeschooled. He'll never wear shoes and shit. You know what I'm saying? If he do got on shoes, they like them Jesus and Birkenstock sandals. You know what I'm saying? Some natural.
Motherfuckers wearing the potato sack hoodies.
Yeah, like, hey, he celebrate Kwanzaa and all that good shit. And he's just like, yo, he's free to express himself. You know, on Mondays, he wears dresses on Mondays. Why? Because, you know, it's creative Mondays. And it just so happened, I'll be like, yo, it's all right. Tell your son he's going to have to put some, go to, you know, I don't know, man. I
think he's about to slander my son though, real quick. I think he's about to say, shut up. I heard you catch yourself, man. It was about to go real bad. My son ain't even here. He's like, tell your son. GQ Blue, I mean, you know, you're about to be in office. What do you think about the situation?
Mm-hmm. Watch yourself now. Watch yourself. You're about to be in office. Notice that.
This is at least 75% of your voters right here.
I don't have kids, so I'm going to abstain from the conversation.
Oh, my God. Political answer. Right out of the
Good one.
I think kids should be kids. If you want to explore your identity, that's cool, but I don't think explore your identity means you wear a dress. And if you make that decision, you know, at 16, 17, 18, okay. But I think at 5, that, you know, that just seems to me like something that just, I don't know. I can't even comprehend something like that.
I will go as far as to say that I'm just not mature enough for this conversation.
I mean, let's be honest. I mean, if you let a child make all of the decisions, I'm like, hey, what you want to eat? Cereal. I mean, or the motherfucker might say, hey, I want to eat cookies for breakfast. You can't. At some time, you have to steer a child in a way and let them wear a dress at 2 is not. I mean, come on. He got his favorite princess dress with the girl. Like, he's taking it too. I can see if he was just like, yo, I like wearing a dress over some jeans or some shit. Then I might give it a. But this man's dressing up in, like, come on, man.
But what are the consequences? Like, if he's eating the wrong shit, there are consequences. A lot of times they'll realize those immediately. Your stomach hurts. Your motherfucking teeth are fucked up. You realize that shit immediately. But we're talking about somebody just wearing a dress because they feel.
People are mean. People, it's like a young kid that's like King Germ out there that's going to see this kid in a dress. It's going to pick on him. And it's going to make him pick on him every day and make him think just because you parents let you be creative, that's what you want to call it, and they're free-spirited liberals, and they let you dress like this, they're going to make him feel bad about it.
But when have kids needed an actual reason to pick on somebody?
That's what, exactly. And now you got the internet that makes it magnifying all the bullying 10 times worse. And you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, man. Me personally, like, it's not bothering nobody. He's wearing a dress, but it seems like, I don't know, you're making it tough on him.
So the kid is 2. I read an article, because the author of the article has a 4-year-old daughter and a 2-year-old son, right?
Right. Yes. They're wearing matching outfits and shit.
I don't know. I don't know if my 2-year-old son had the tenacity to stand up to a bully like Jerv said. Now
he's 2. Let's say when he's 4, he's still like wearing dresses. When he's 6, he's still like wearing dresses. When he's 8, he still like wearing dresses. When he's 10, you get my drift? Like, let's say he just like he never grow. Let's say this is not a phase, and he's just like, yo, I feel more comfortable in a dress. And, you know, I just want to wear skirts and shit all the time. Like,
then holy shit, at 16, he's lived his entire life being comfortable with who he is, and he's not fighting anymore. Like, at a certain point, you get used to who you are, and you stop giving a fuck about what somebody's saying. So he's going to reach that age earlier.
But we can't sit here and act like the social norms don't have an effect on a lot of things. Like, why do we work out? You know what I'm saying? Like, motherfuckers don't. Listen, I only get one life. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to work out. I'm not trying to live healthy. Fuck that shit. I want to enjoy every bad thing I can till I leave this motherfucker. Because when I'm gone, I don't have no regrets. So fuck working out. Fuck trying to eat right. Fuck all that shit, man. I'm not doing that shit. You know what I'm saying? I mean, baking. I ain't running. I ain't doing shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't drink water. I don't. You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Who cares? Like, I mean, when I'm gone, I'm gone.
So for Saul, to Saul Wright's point, I think to me it would come down where we live at.
Yes.
I mean, if 90% or the majority of society sees my son, my 3-year-old son, in a dress, and they're like, oh, cool, what's up, man? You want to go play catch, or you go read this book with me or watch cartoons? Okay. But if I know that a majority of society going to pick and tease that kid, and he's probably going to internalize that and probably gonna say, well, man, why can't I wear my dress? Why am I going to get called all these mean names? I don't think I would want to put that target on him. Now, this is not to say my son's going to be have to play football and, you know, only watch fight movies and have guns and swords as toys. But at the same time, I'll have to assess the situation and see, is him wearing this dress now going to allow him to find himself and be okay with that and not attract attention for him to be bullied? And like I said, if this progresses to the point where he does, you know, feel comfortable and he's gained enough, you know, confidence and knowledge of himself to be like, you know what, this is me, this is what I do, I wear this dress, cool. But at 2 years old, I doubt that he's in the climate that will find that acceptable. That will not tease him, make him internalize a lot of shit. Because these kids, man, these kids ain't built like, you know, they, you know, back in the day. You know, we got cyberbullying now. We got kids sending, you know, DMs saying, fuck you, gay wad or whatever. Racial slurs, homophobic slurs. Like, at 4 and 5, I don't know if my son's ready to process that.
Yeah, I got cussed out by a 9-year-old on Xbox Live one day. I ain't know how to take it. I'm like, this motherfucker 9, he cussed me out. Like, what the fuck?
Like, but, like, let's understand that there's people that we went to school with that we bullied or watched get bullied that didn't have any of this shit going on. Kids are going to bully kids regardless. So there's no way to protect them from that bullshit. So the bullying argument, I'm not with at all, because they're going to bully him. If that motherfucker's name Caesar,
but why put a fucking bullseye on my kid? That's all I'm saying. Like,
because your kid is telling you this is some shit he wants to do.
Okay.
I don't see why. What's wrong about, like you said, you don't want to have any regrets. I think it works both ways. Part of the regret could be that they didn't get to express themselves when they were a kid, and they grew up to be 12, confused about everything. If this motherfucker wants to wear a dress, he might not even be gay. He might just want to wear a fucking dress because it's easier to run around.
Look, sorry, you the one brought the G word up. Nobody said that, okay? Let's just put up, be on the record. You the one brought the G word up.
The conversation you said earlier is that you don't think it's because they're gay, so it's part of the conversation.
Yeah.
I think that both of you guys, what you're trying to say, is that you don't want to be ridiculed and have to deal with the shit as parents.
Yeah, exactly. Hey,
Jeremy, your little fucking boy is wearing a dress. What's up with that bullshit?
That's what you don't want. Yo, man, I don't want to be the guy that shows up and be like, oh, God. You know, I just, you know, then be like, well, what's the problem? Come on, you know, you're going to play with the other kids. You know, I don't want to be that parent, man. Nah.
Exactly, so this ain't got shit to do with the kids.
Yeah, but then, like I said, I don't want to put my kid through that either, where he's getting picked on. Like, he might feel like at the house it's all cool. You know what I'm saying? I'll let you wear your princess dress at the house. But then now you want to wear, because they say they tried to get the kid to wear, like, boy clothes, as they put it. And he starts, you know, whining, throwing a hissy fit, and he wants to wear his dress. So they let him wear his dress. And then now, you know, the little kids looking like, ha, that boy got a dress on. And then, you know, it might not mean nothing to him. I don't know, man. Maybe it's, I don't know.
And also, and
as a parent, you want to protect your kids. You don't want them to go through nothing, man.
I don't think it's all right. I think people saying we all been bullied, but you know, this looks statistically, I think bullying has transformed a lot than what it was in our day. You know, back in our day, we wasn't getting bullied 24/7. I went outside and I saw this cat on the street, and then when I went home, it was done. I mean, these kids got text messages, they got kicks and Snapchats. I could bully you literally 24/7 all times a day. Like I said,
from across the world, I don't even have to really know you.
And you think that that's going to change because the kids decide to wear a dress or not?
Hey, I think it's going to be magnified. I think like people going to be making pages up of you, kid in dresses, and putting you on Tumblrs and all that. And, you know, now you're on Instagram, make a meme out of your ass. I mean, all kind of people talk about you on podcasts and shit like that, man. It should be crazy.
But niggas get bullied for doing nothing now. Like, I just don't feel like there's a bigger target for a kid living his life the way he feels like he wants to live it, or a parent letting him live his life. If you arm a kid properly, and this is the way they feel, and they started doing this shit at 2, by the time he's 6, he's got enough fuck it built up that this bullying shit's not an issue.
Does he, though? I mean, I just want to give him a lot of credits, all right? And like I said, I'm not saying that, okay, you wear a dress when you 30, and I don't have to, you know, deal with you no more. I mean, I would just like at least let you reach 10. Like this sounds like whoa.
He's 2. Like them niggas is wearing Superman costumes and shit in broad daylight, and it's okay.
And I'll be cool with that. My son want to dress up like a superhero, I'm fine. But you're not.
What if the superhero She-Ra?
No, you're not gonna dress up like She-Ra.
Exactly.
I'm gonna point him to another superhero like that's more masculine, because I just feel like boys should be masculine. Like that's just it. Like
so, you leave. So, go ahead. Go ahead, Jared.
Oh, no. It's just like, you know, the whole dress thing, like, I wouldn't, like, that never would have flied in my house. Like, I never would. The first time he did it, I would have been like, yo, what's going on? I would have told him, like, nah, you know, that's not, you know, if you want to express yourself, go write, go draw. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather you go paint on a fucking wall and be like, yo, daddy, I was just trying to be me. Okay, fine, that's cool. But don't put a fucking dress on, man. I'm sorry. Yeah, don't embarrass me, man. Because
that's what it's about to. Yeah, just say that shit.
So it's all right. So it's all right. If Saul Wright Jr. comes in with a Wonder Woman outfit on, you cool?
Like I said, I'm not mature enough to have this conversation.
Oh, okay. Because,
so we have to be assholes.
Saul Wright Jr. wants to vote Republican. How you feel about that?
Look, man, like I said, I don't think I'm mature enough to have this conversation. I don't have any kids. You know what I mean? I'm selfish as shit. I'm not built for this shit. But looking at it objectively, from this side of the game, I get it. If that's your kid, if I'm a parent, put it this way, I feel like if I'm the parent, nobody else is going to tell my kid what the fuck they can and can't do within the bounds of the law. Like, it's my son. Like, fuck what you talking about. My son decides that his nickname is motherfucking Propellerhead, then you're going to call that motherfucking Propellerhead. That's just what it's going to be. I don't see it as being a big issue, and I'm not worried about being embarrassed by my kid. Just fuck it. I don't have enough fucks to give. So I hear you, but it's definitely a weird situation. I just don't think that we should be looking at it in respect of how it makes us look as far as how comfortable we are. If our kid is having a ball, fuck it.
Well, that's not my. Like I said, I just at 2. I think there needs to be some levels to it. I'm not worried about how I look. I'm just worried about at 2. It's 2. You're 2. What statement do you need to make it 2? Like really? Have you figured out that gender norms are way too oppressive at fucking 2? Are you even body trained yet?
But you feel that maybe you're more comfortable wearing this fucking dress.
What state do these people live in, Sarai? Do you know? Was it Colorado or some shit like that?
I bet chances are.
It's got to be out west. It's got to be out west somewhere. There's no way that shit would fly in any other part of the country besides out west. Like California, them places like that. You know, them liberal hotbeds. I mean, come on, man.
So, but I think that we only have this issue when it's boys.
Yes.
Because top girls are not a problem.
It's not a problem.
With girls that played basketball and hung out with the fellas till they were 17 and got an ass.
But and we give them props too. We tell them, hey, once you wear some makeup, wear a dress sometime. So they feel the pressure to wear the dress. Because I'm telling you, my sister only wore makeup one time in her life. She's a tomboy to her heart. And she wore, and that was for her senior pictures. And you know what I'm saying? But other than that, oh no, you're not catching her no makeup, no shit like that, no dress. I mean, she wore a dress to church, but I mean, I'm pretty sure my sister ain't wore a dress in years.
And she turned out okay. Right?
Define okay. Define okay.
You define okay as your sister.
I mean, you know, it's your story. And then what you tell me is all right.
I mean, well, okay. She doesn't have any issues with identifying who the fuck she is, right? She doesn't feel lost. Not. She doesn't feel extra bullied. She's not suicidal. She's not one of the weird motherfuckers who only have side relationships online.
I don't think so. I mean, from what I know, she might live an alternative lifestyle. I don't know.
Sounds like your sister turned out okay.
Yeah, I mean, she's a respectful person in the community, you know what I'm saying? No crime, no record or nothing like that. She votes, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
I feel like we only, you know, as parents, we only take a stand about what the kid's doing when it comes to something like this. You spend most of your time trying to placate their ass anyway.
I'm teaching ABCs.
They want to sing a song, so you're singing that shit in the middle of the mall. You know what I'm saying? We do that shit all the time, but now that my son wants to put on a dress, we're like, hold up, that's not right. Hold on, you can't make that choice. I don't know. It's just odd to me, man.
So immature Saul Wright, answer this question. If little Saul Wright wanted to wear a dress, would you let him wear it?
I don't fucking know. I mean, that's a real-ass answer. I don't fucking know.
So let's say Saul Wright. Let's say since you don't know, I mean, would you feel like, hey, you want to express yourself one day, you was like, yo, I'm going to go buy me a dress and wear it. Would you do that shit?
Wait, what?
What a burger? What you saying? What I'm saying is, if you're all about this creative, it's not gonna hurt nothing at the end of the day. Could you go out and buy a dress and wear it?
I wouldn't go out and buy a dress and wear it.
Why not?
That's not expressing shit about me.
But if let's say if you wanted to express yourself, like you just like, yo, you know what I'm saying? Instead of going to get a new tattoo, I'm going to Ashley Stewart and he buy me a dress. You know what I'm saying?
I'm a grown ass man. I do what the fuck I want to. I would go to Payless right now and buy some jellies if I felt like it.
Okay. All right.
I'm well past the point to where I can give that much extra effort to it. It would drive me crazy. You know what I'm saying? I mean, even though I'm Mr. Yeller, there's still a certain point to where I got to do what the fuck defines me. I do my fucking hairstyle every week. I'm an artist. I realize that about myself. So I feel differently about, and this is way minor. But I change the shit on a whim. That's just kind of how I am. So, yeah, if I felt like I wanted to wear a dress, I'd fucking go buy a dress and wear the fucking dress. But that doesn't express shit about me.
So we're going back to the Pop Warner haircut?
You know what? No bullshit. I'm really considering getting that mohawk again.
Okay. Let's get the Pop Warner haircut, man.
The Pop Warner haircut?
Yeah, you know, most of the kids that play youth football had a mohawk and shit. That's why I call it the...
Oh yeah, I'm probably really gonna do that because these locks ain't loyal, right? So.
We get a mohawk, then get locks. That'll be hot.
Oh yeah, hey, it's possible. Right now it ain't locking up, so I don't know if I want to cut off all this dedication. You know what I'm saying? At a certain point, this shit don't grow back. So I try to figure out what I want to do. I mean, I hear y'all concerns, and that's kind of why we brought the shit up. I don't get it. I understand objectively how the shit works, but if it's my kid, of course rules are gonna be. That's why I don't have any fucking kids now. I'm not built for that shit. I commend you, Germ, for having two.
Yeah.
I commend
Alpha and Omega.
Seven.
Oh.
Don't he have seven?
That he know about. The ones he take care of seven. He probably got about seven more that he don't, you know, want nothing to do with.
Cause he take care of seven on his nappy Afro salary?
And yeah.
I mean, he does have an office in Dubai. So.
Yeah. He has a, you know, he gets fronted, was not fronted, but he get comp. All kind of rooms at the casino. But he's just a major player in Vegas, man.
I didn't know that. I couldn't tell by the way that, you know, Fat Girls with Jordans kicking at his front door. I didn't know.
Well, you know the multi-millionaires. You know the multi-millionaires have weird fetishes, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. He likes low-hanging fruit.
That's a callback to, like, episode 100, dog.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like, you know, he likes it because they're dependent on him. You know what I'm saying? He doesn't like, you know, a girl that got something with him, then you're not dependent on him. He can't treat you all kind of ways. So, He likes the low-hanging fruit.
You know what, man? I'm not going to let you slander Be Easy. I'm jumping right into winners and losers this week. Be Easy is my winner this week. We're keeping the site running, man. I see you putting up 3 or 4 articles a day still.
It's him and Calvin, man. We don't do shit.
Hey, we've talked about this on a few of the Fro Horse podcast about how we mean to write something, and it just doesn't happen. Like, I used to write for Nappy Afro. I don't know what the fuck happened. But if it wasn't,
I mean, but we're the voices, man. You know, it's a full body. You know, we don't need 3 or 4 mouths. We got, you know, we got the mouth, we got the hands, we got the brain, we got all that, man. It's a real world machine.
Hey, man, Be Easy is my winner this week. My loser this week, I gotta say Drake is my loser this week.
How's Drake even though he's hosting the ESPYs.
He's
got
winning,
a new album coming out,
but he just lost a lawsuit over lyrics. So he apparently spit some lyrics that were close to Rapping Forte's lyrics, and he got sued for $100,000. I don't know how the fuck you managed to lose your lawsuit when Lil Wayne been doing it, Kanye been doing it, Jay-Z been doing it, all rappers have been doing this shit for ages. Somehow you got fucked up in the game and you lost, so you're the loser this week. Wow. That's all I got, man. Go ahead, King Jerm. Who's your winners and losers this week, bro?
My winners this week, I'm going to go with people of Cleveland for obvious reasons. The son of Northeast Ohio is back, so you know y'all my winners this week. Congratulations. My losers this week, I'm gonna go with I don't have no losers this week. I'm keep it positive. No losers this week. I can't think of that. I'm sure there's some losers.
I was gonna say, can I steal your losers?
Go ahead. I rent my losers out to you this week.
The Houston Rockets. Y'all have the worst offseason. How the fuck did you go from being a contender to losing your forward, losing out on Bosch, trading Lynn? Like, goddamn. Y'all falling apart, man. Stay up, Kane. Stay up.
I mean, Chandler Parsons, yes, is a huge loss, but it's.
Go Gators.
They got Trevor Ariza. And are we really that going to be that sad with Jeremy Lin? We got Pat Beverly. I mean, it's not that bad. It's not the end of the world.
Shout out to the Lakers, man. Lynn Sanders came to L.A. now.
Is that going to work?
You can't have L.A. without Linsanity. Huh?
If that's going to be the new shirt, I can see it. I mean, for L.A. Lakers, you can't have L.A. without Linsanity.
Or whatever. You can't have Linsanity, whatever. Yeah.
Go ahead, GQ.
I got a few winners and a few losers. My loser this week is Byron Scott. I don't know why you can't get this job. Like, Kobe likes you, but you're like your fourth interview now for this Lakers head coaching job, and they still won't announce you. I just don't understand why. I guess the time in Cleveland really tarnished your record, so I don't know, man. So you're my loser. My winner this week is Q.
Hey, Q.
Got a new job.
Uh-oh.
Oh, shit.
Is it in town?
It is in town. She'll be working for the city. She's gonna be doing data analysis for Safe and Healthy Neighborhoods. So, shout out to the boo. And my other winner is whoever the dude is that plays Lewis on Suits, because he acted the hell out of that role last week.
Don't tell me about it, man, because I'm catching up, man. You know, I like to log them up, man, and watch them all. I can't do the week by week thing. This shit burns me up.
I mean, I always say, man, I kind of hate Lewis's character because they make him such a clown sometimes. But when they need him to be like either a serious villain or just somebody that, you know, can get empathy and pull at your heartstrings, he comes through at the end, man.
I think it's his face.
Like, he's going to be like goofy and stupid and quirky for like 70% of the episode. But that 30%, man, he gives you an Emmy winning performance. And he did it last week for real. In like 3 lines.
Dang.
So he's major.
Let's go ahead and get our shout outs and get the fuck up out of here, King Jerm.
Shout out to the nation, man. Shout out to everybody fuck with us, man. What's this big special shout out? Oh yeah, shout out to my nigga Geronimo, birthday tomorrow, man. What else? Anything else? That's all I got right now, man. I can't think of nothing else.
GQ Blue.
Again, shout out to Q. I'm gonna be a big man today. And I'm gonna shout out to the University of Kentucky, man. As much as I slander y'all, think you're a fraudulent ass school and city.
Shout out to horrible.
the fraudulent ass sports team who only won titles when y'all only playing all white players. Shout out? I'm getting to it. Shout out to the fact, because we took the kids down there to UK's campus, man. You know, I'm working with a bunch of kids right now, 8 through 12 graders, trying to get them college and career ready. And so we went to UK this week, today, and we went to lunch, and we saw the Harrison twins in the lunch cafeteria area, and we saw, like, half the football team, and they stopped and took pictures with them. So that was big for the kids, man. So, you know, do something for the kids. I got to give you some kind of props, so. Shout out to UK players, man. Shout out to the mob, man, in DC right now. You got Zeta Boule. We got Sigma Centennial right now. I'm not with y'all, but I'm there in spirit. My Instagram's probably going to be like 80 million pictures of me like 5 years ago, getting first off a line and stuff. So shout out to the mob, Blue Fi. And I'm done.
Question. Now a couple of them kids going to get swayed and go to the Big Blue Nation. How you feel about that?
I mean, I will make sure they are forever slandered in my heart. But, you know, I mean, as long as they get a college education, man, I'm happy.
All right, damn, man. Hey, shout out to Derek Jeter, man. You know what I'm saying? All-star game, last year of your career, man. Props to you. I didn't realize you played the game that damn long, and I know you listen to the show. I know you are a huge ProCast fan, so props to Derek Jeter, man. Shout out to everybody who rocks with the ProCast, NappyAfro.com, the Fro Horseman.
Hey, quick question, Saul, right? Because I don't watch baseball, but I know that Jeter is last year. Are the Yankees, like, good this season? Like, are they have a chance at winning? Like,
they're like
anything?
500, man. They're like 500.
Yeah, they're still going to go out on a losing note.
Dang. I don't know. I mean, the East always sends the shape up in that last month. So yeah. It could definitely flip around. But right now, it's like a one-team race and shit. So it's Derek Jeter, too. And, you know, as much as y'all say the game is fixed, I'm just saying. There's a shot that Derek Jeter could go out on top. That's all I'm saying, because it's good for the game. But right now, the Orioles are – I think it's the Orioles and the Blue Jays, if I remember right, are like the top two. The Yankees are like in third.
No, it's like the Tigers. Oh, you're talking about in their division.
Yeah, in the East. Yeah. But the Orioles had the same shit happen a season ago, and then they fell off. The Rays had it happen. The Red Sox had it happen. So we'll see what the fuck happens. But that's all my shout-outs this week, man. Props to everybody who rocked with the Nation. Shout-out to Doug. For getting a little basketball talk in, his Pacers are hurting. Hey, man, I don't know what to tell you about that shit. You come over to the Heat. I mean, at least there ain't no bandwagon at this point because we ain't got shit to win.
Oh, there's no wagon no more. All is left. It's like a car. It's like a car that got carjacked. Like it's sitting on some damn some cinder blocks.
You see that the picture of LeBron walking and had all his fans with him. Talking about all his team, all his fans going back to the Cavs. Hey, man,
except for Saul, right? He being stubborn. I'm going to stay. I ain't going. Man, come on, Saul, right? Go to Cleveland, man. You got to October, man.
I refuse, dog.
I would not hold it against you, dog.
I refuse.
LeBron, look, who are you to hold a grudge? That's what LeBron said. If LeBron ain't holding a grudge, you shouldn't hold a grudge.
LeBron's not holding a grudge for about $20 million a year. I get
okay.
It. I get it. $20 million will make you forget a lot of shit.
Yeah.
And ownership.
You should be happy for LeBron and go back. It'll
I'm
feel
happy
good
for
to check.
LeBron. I'm not going back.
Oh,
it's not going to work, man. I knew the writing was on the wall when they came out with some new uniforms again.
They said they knew the writing was on the wall. They said Cleveland and Nike was putting all kind of billboards up in Cleveland. Like they said, so they knew something was going on. Like something ain't right. Why is Nike putting all these billboards up?
It was going down. New uniforms again out the blue. You just got the new uniforms like two seasons ago. Yeah, it's a wrap. It was a done deal, man. But this has been the Frocast, episode 121 for NappyAfro.com. I'm your man, Sorry. Oh, before I get into that, follow us Facebook.
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Christian Mingle, Tumblr.
Watch Plenty of Fish.
Plenty of Fish. Grindr.
We're going to get an intern so we can get Snapchat
Tinder.
And not get in trouble.
Ustream. Yes. Black Planet. Tinder,
all that.
MySpace.
Justin TV.
All that.
My yearbook.
Is that it?
Pinterest.
LinkedIn.
You ever notice all the club photos on LinkedIn is the profile pictures?
Stop it. You know what, man? We're not going to slander LinkedIn. They will shut us the fuck down. Like I said, this is NappyAfro.com, the Frocast. I'm your man, Saul Wright, sitting there with King Germ and GQ Blue. We will holler at y'all next time on the Frocast for NappyAfro.com. The dopest website, period. We out. Peace.
Go, mob. Yeah.
Yeah, what's up? This is PTZ, aka the Thriller Man, tuning in to Nappy Afro to get the hottest and honest reviews. So if you're at work or at home, you can't go wrong. Hit up Nappy Afro. Deuces.
NappyAfro.com.